Parshas Vayechi, let's focus on Misas Yaakov Avinu. In Perek Nun, there, I want to say over a couple of diukim about Misas Yaakov and the Avelas and the Krura. So it starts off, Vayipol Yosef al Pnei Aviv, Vayev Kolav, Vayishaklo. So he fell on his father, and he cried, and he kissed him. Yosef fell on Yaakov, and he cried, and he kissed him. The psukim go on that Yosef told the Avadim to embalm him, and there were 70 days of crying in Mitzrayim. Then, after those days passed, Yosef asked for the base paro, the house of paro, servants of paro, please speak to paro and ask him that my father was mashpia on me, that to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. I bought a kever in Eretz Canaan. I want to be buried over there. So can I please go up and be buried there? Before I talk about why Yosef, who was second in charge, why did he have to ask the base paro for reshus from paro? Why couldn't Yosef ask himself? And paro says, you have reshus, you can go up the way that your father swore to you. And Yosef and all of the Avde Paro went up, and all of Yosef and his house went up, and the Achim went up to bury him. And Gam Rechev, Gam Parashim, a whole Ayimachne Kovid Mo'od. And then, when they made it to Goran Ha'atod, Be'ever HaYardin, there was a Vayispedu Sham, they did Hespedim there. Mizbed Godol V'Chovid Mo'od was very, very big. Vayas La'oviv Evel Shivas Yomim, there were 7 days of Avelus. And then says Vayisu also, but Bon of Arzaknan Vayikbru also, and they buried him in Maras Machpelah, and then everyone went back to Canaan. So first a few side points on the parsha that we just read, and then some of the more Iker points. So even though the Pashup Shat of what Yaakov Shvua was is Mes Hine Anochi Mes Bekivri Asher Karisi Li Be'eretz Kanaan, that I in the kever that I bought in Eretz Kanaan, please bury me over there. But there's an interesting pshat that it could mean literally the kever that he dug. There is a halacha, you're not supposed to dig a kever mechayim. You should only do it after the person dies. And over here, there's a Chuvas Tashbetz in Chilik Gimel Samin Gimel that says that there's a chiluk between when someone is on his deathbed, when he's sick, he's going to die, versus when he's alive and well. If he's alive and well, you can bury for yourself a kever, he says. And that's what Yaakov did, went back in Eretz Canaan. And the iser to make a kever is only when you're sick. Okay, that's one shot in Asher Karisi Li Be'eretz Canaan. And again, we said Yosef asked base paro to ask reshus from paro, and to be able to go up to Eretz Canaan. One shot is maybe he thought if he would have asked paro directly, even though he himself has power, maybe paro would have rejected, because maybe Yosef would have stayed there, would have been mizakev there. He's now back in good, you know, good relations with his achim. Maybe he would stay in Eretz Canaan. What's going to keep him in Mitzrayim? That's one shot about why he was scared to ask paro directly. And as the Gemara says, and so the Rashi brings, when they went up, first base paro went before base Yosef, because they didn't have respect for the Achim. Once they saw how big of a deal Yaakov was, and how much kavod there was, all the nations gave kavod to Yaakov. So then on the way back to Mitzrayim, base Yosef went first, and then base paro. That's the order of the psukim. And it says this great situation over there. Misbeit gadol v'chavim me'od. The Gemara says afilu susim v'afilu chamorim. Even horses and donkeys were misabel. They took part of the hesbe. They took part of it. A lot of this discussion in the Meforshim, what that means. You can't have an animal lechora be misabel. So one shot is they dressed up in black, like you see in these in kfuras of a great presidents and such. So you'll have in the past, they would put their horses in in colors of Hesped. Another pshat is that they didn't feed them that day, and they were upset, and they were making noise as if they were hungry, and that was a noise implying that they were part of the Hesped, and they were making a crying noise. There's also a pshat that animals could recognize when, that they could recognize the tzaddik. There's a Gemara that Zvuv never went on the table of I forget who, but certain times animals can have this recognition over. I think I read the story where Moshe never got a mosquito. Maybe I read once. It's like animals can recognize Gedul and Kedusha.
Is
so
that animals recognizing, or is that else Hashem makes it that they just don't come to them?
Right, the Kedusha is so magnified from the person that So if that's the case, that's what it means. That even the Chamor Mentusim had recognition that Yaakov Avinu died. Whatever the pshat is.
You say that God made a need that even they were like doing crying stuff.
Even they recognize it for Yaakov. Chutzmat Teva. Yes.
Not even recognition. They didn't even know why they were doing it. They were just wailing.
That's right. Right. That works as well. So back to the first pasuk. So now to focus on a couple of points. I want to try to tie it together. So it says, Vayevkala Vayishaklo, that Yosef kissed Yaakov. Okay? Now, there's a Sefer Hasidim that says that Asa Lo Nashek Ameis. You can't kiss a mace. So what's going on over here? So in Sefer Pischei Tshuva, and Banal Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Shin Sadi Dalad in Yerodeya, which is in Hilchas Avelos, he says nearly that it's only Aser Banashek Banav Ubenosav Hamesim, only if you have kids that died and the father wants to kiss them, that's Aser. But anybody else is Mutter. Raya from Yosef, that Yosef kissed Yaakov, his father. So you see that the Sefer Chassidim only meant it by a specific case of Banav Ubenosav. Okay.
Don't we have a thing that says Yaakov never died?
Oh, so now the Or HaChaim says that Maral Diskin also says that there's a diuk in the pasuk that says Vayevkalav Vayishak Lo. It erases Vayevkalav and he cried on him. So what's Vayishak Lo? There's a hadgasha. There's an emphasis on he kissed him. Okay, even though we're already talking about him. So he says, Dav Kolo, that the heter is specifically for Yosef to kiss Yaakov, because Yaakov in lo mace, the whole reason why it's a problem to kiss a mace is, or at least the Or HaChaim says, that it will bring tuma to the one who is kissing, because the mace is there, and it'll bring out tuma to the one who's kissing. But if Yaakov is not dead, so there's no tuma there, so then there'd be no problem. That's the Yikla Yishak Lo. So that's the sushdel. So if you say like this pshat, like the Or HaChaim, then you no longer have a raya for the din of the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva said that halach lemaisa, the whole sefer Chassidim that's aser lenashek ameis, is only talking about banav ubenosav when the kids die. But we have a raya from Yaakov that when the parents die, then you're allowed to kiss them. No longer a raya. Yaakov was a separate case altogether. Yaakovino wasn't really dead. Yaakovino lo meis. Okay, like you said. So that's why it was Mutla Nashek. But in any other case, it could be, we would say, Stam, it's Asla Nashek. So this point of how far do you take the Isser of Lanashek Banav Banosav is totally in how you, in if you say Yaakov was different because Yaakov in Elomais. Now that would assume that you're learning Yaakov in Elomais taken literally. So it's a Gemara in Tainus, that's Hayim of Days. The Gemara says, Yaakov in Elomais. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Amar le v'chi b'chdi, saftu saftayne v'chantu chantaya v'kavru kavraya. Was it for naught that they gave hespedim, they embalmed him, there was kvura? So the Gemara gives a funny answer. Amar le mikra ani doresh. I have a pasuk to prove to Yaakovinu lomes. There's a hekesh in the pasuk that's makesh Yaakov lebanov. The same way that his zera, the shvatim, are alive or will always be alive, so too Yaakov is always alive. And that's the end of the Gemara. So it's a funny chakvataria. It says Yaakov in Elomais. We have a kasha from the psukim that seems like he did die. There's kvura, there was hespedim. The Gemara answers, I have a drasha. Okay, but Joshua is alive. What happened? So Rashi answers it. Rashi and Tainus says, if it's really Rashi, Rashi says, Mikro anidoresh, v'hai de chantu chantaya, svurim ayushameis. They thought he died. So Rashi takes the drasha literally, the hekesh between Bonov to him, that really he, Yaakovin alomais is literal. And that hekesh somehow proves to us that everything that we saw in the psukim was really just what everybody else thought. But in truth, he was still alive. In truth, he was still alive. So that's the Or HaChaim, and that's, you know, that means that there's no tumah, and that means that it was not misa mamish. But most Mefarshim learn that's not meant to be taken literally. It's meant to be saying that Yaakov, either that there's maybe Yaakov, whatever it means, that Yaakov was Yaakov, as his name of Yisrael, is Lomais, because Klai Yisrael always exists. Or the Shvatim, like we said, the Shvatim never going to die out. Klai Yisrael is always here, so it always goes back to Yaakov. Like we say, everyone always has Yichus and Klai Yisrael, it always goes back to Yaakov, to the Shvatim, because the Gemara says, we know the Shvatim are not going to die out, that's Yaakov. Or even though his guf died, his neshama is still around. Whatever the pshat is, there's pshatim of Yaakov and Lomais is not meant to be taken literally. So again, lechora, the halachic nafkamina of at least this specific issue of neshikas hames, which we said is a machlokas pischei tshuva and Or HaChaim, over how far to extend the iser. Pischei tshuva says it's limited; it's only to banav benosav. But if a parent dies, it's much of the case. Why? Because you saw Yosef kiss Yaakov. So you see, he's treating Yaakov's death as a real death. Otherwise, what's the heter for Yosef to kiss Yaakov? It must be the heter is because the Isser is limited to Banav Benosa, but to kiss anybody else, like parents, that's okay. That's assuming that Yaakov really died. The Or HaChaim says, no, there's no deal from here Bechlal. Yaakov and Lomais is meant to be taken literally. So if that's the case, then it could be really it's also Lanashag any mace, not just Banav Benosov, even your parents. Ah, Yosef kissed his parent. That was a different case. Yaakov lo mace, literally lo mace. So this machlokas over how you understand Yaakov lo mace already lechora has a halachic ramification in terms of this din of also Lanashag Banav Benosov. A second implication of this is, I don't know if you caught it, but the order of the psukim is funny because it says, first, they gave the hespedim, and Vayasla of Avil Shivas Yamim. He sat 7 days of Avelus for his father. Then, only two psukim later, it says Vayikbru Oso Beras De Machpelah, that they buried him in the Maras Machpelah. Kvura before, Kvura after Avelus, Avelus and then Kvura? We know Avelus is after Kvura. We paskin that it's only Achar Stimas HaGolo, once the body's in the ground and the kever is closed, that's when the Avelus begins. And here they said Avelus before Kvura. What's going on over here? Akasha. So this Shaila, the truth is, it stems from a different point. So let's go back a step and we'll try to figure this out. The Gemara Moe Katan Daf Chaf says, Minayin Avelus Shiva. How do I know Avelus is 7 days? Gemara quotes a pasuk in Amos, "V'hafachti chageichem la'avel." There's a hekesh in the pasuk of chag to avel. Ma chag shiva, af avelus shiva. The same way that chag is 7 days, so too avelus is 7 days. Okay. Tosfos has a kasha. We quoted this in the previous shir as well. Tosfos's kasha is, why learn out from Amos? Why not learn out from our psukim? Yosef sat Avelus Shiva for Yaakov. Torah, Lechor is a better Makor than Nach. We discussed by Eim Arme Simcham Simcha, maybe it's not true, this is Kodem Matan Torah, maybe it's better to learn out from Nach versus Kodem Matan Torah. That's the same issue we had by Eim Arme Simcha B'Simcha. We had a Makor that you can't mix two Simchas together, was from Yaakov waiting to marry Leah, waiting to marry Rachel, not during the Shiva Simi Mishnah of Leah. And the other Makor came from Shlomo and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is a better Makor. Bavli learn one, Yishami learn the other. Okay, so similar question here. But Tosis wants to know, why don't we learn out from Yosef, for Avelus and Shivas Yamim? Tosis' first answer is, because this was not your classic case of Avelus. Tosis answers, Lo Matzi La'asuye, we can't bring the psukim over here, to Hasam Kodem Kvura Haya. The Avelus was before the Kvura. Because of this inconsistency, because of this issue,
that the Avelus was before the Kvura, which we're not explaining it, we're just pointing it out, that's a reason why this Avelus and Torah is not a good makor for Shivas Yemei Avelus. Because there's something about this Avelus was off, something that wasn't bona fide. We can't learn it out to the usual case of Avelus, which comes after Kvura. And by the way, I skipped a point. If you look into Ibn Ezra on this psukim, he actually says that the Avelus was after the Kvura. He says the psukim are out of order. So when it says Vayas Lav Evel Shavas Yom, it means Achar Kvura is what he says. It says Kil Amru Chazal. What does it mean Kil Amru Chazal? Like it says, the Avelus comes after Kvura. That's the Ibn Ezra. But Pashup Shad, the psukim are in order. The Avelus came before the Kvura. So that's Tosa's first teretz. Tosa's second teretz is, he goes to Yushalmi. Yushalmi Mishani, the Ainlin Maiden Mikotim Matan Torah. This is what we quoted before. This is the important Tosa says, we don't learn Al Dinim from before Matan Torah. Okay? Before Shem Ask Astira, what I just pointed out, by Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, where the Yushalmi, it's also Yushalmi there, does learn out from Yaakov and Rachel Valeya, the din of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, that you can't mix, that you can't Ein Nosen Nashim B'Moed, you can't marry Nashim B'Moed, and also that he didn't marry Rachel and Leah B'Yachad. That's the Makor for Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you see, we do learn before Matan Torah. Before Shem asked that theorem to Yushalmi. The Torah Tmima here says, change the gears. It's not Ein L'meinin Kod Matan Torah, it's V'chein L'meinin Kod Matan Torah, or... He says, the Yishalmi actually says, to avoid this thira, says Yishalmi also says, we learn that from before Matan Torah, the din of Shiva, and the Makor truly is from Yosef. Meaning Tosis is not giving a second teretz about why we don't learn that from Yosef. He's just pointing out that Yishalmi says, we taka do learn that from Yosef. Okay. Everyone else doesn't quote the scarce Yishalmi. The Pasha way Yishalmi is in the main Makor Matan Torah. Everyone runs with it, talks about how, on the contrary, they ask, there are many times where we do learn that before Matan Torah, not just from Imar V'Simcha V'Simcha, but numerous times in Shas Bavli as well. We learn that from before Matan Torah. But that's the Torah Tmima Skirsa. And the truth is that in the Pirkei Avelus, I believe, maybe other places, I think there, it learns out Shivi Mei Avelus to be De Araisa from Yosef. For the Din of Shivas Mei Avelus, it quotes from Yosef. Even if that's not Shana Yushalmi, but there are Makoros. The Russian Brachos quotes Geonim that holds that Shivi Mei Avelus is the Araisa. Possibly the Makor is from Yosef. But in Pashup Shat, there's two answers why we don't learn out from Yosef Shivi Mei Avelus. Either because it's out of order, the Avelus came before the Kvura, so we can't learn out from this Shivi Mei Avelus to every Shivi Mei Avelus. Or this is before Matan Torah, so we can't learn out the Din of Shivi Mei Avelus to everywhere. Those are the two options. There's a third teretz in the Shiltas. The Shiltas in Shilta Lamed Hei says, where's the Makor for Shivi Mei Avelus? It first suggests Yaakov, then it says Yaakov and Yosef over here, and says that's not a good Makor. Why not? Because of the Dilma of the Milsi Yaseira, maybe they did something Lifnim Yishuras Hadin for Yaakov. There's no Chiyuv Shivi Mei Avelus. And the reason why it says Vayasla Ovid Evel Shivas Yamim is Yaakov was Adam Choshev, Yaakov was special. Here it was a different case. And then the Gemara's source is really from Amos. Then the Shultz brings the Makor is from this pasuk of Amos, of Afati Chageichem La'ovel. So it's a third teretz. It's not because Ein L'meinin Mikol Matan Torah that we don't learn out Avelus from Yosef. It's not because the Avelus was before the Kvura. Rather, it's because maybe it was different by Yaakov, of the Milsi Yaseira. So the famous Peirush on the Shultz is the Netziv and Emek Shaila. There's another Peirush there, Shaila Shalom, who was a little bit before the Emek Shaila. And he's dealing with why did the Shultz not like the two answers of Tosos. The Shultz, we said, gave the answer of we don't learn Elam Makor for Avelus for Shivas Yamim from here because maybe of the Milsi Yaseir, maybe they did something special for Yaakov. Why are Tosos Teirutzim of before Matan Torah and Avelus before the Kvura? Why are those not good Teirutzim? And that's what he's dealing with over there. So his answer is, really, there was kvura before the Avelos. Not because of the Ibn Ezra's cheshbon or answer that the psukim are out of order, but rather he says like this. In the beginning of the parsha, the shvua that Yaakov says is, v'shachavti im avosai unesasani mimitzrayim ukvartani bekvurasam. Okay, I'll be taken from Mitzrayim and I'll be buried in the kever over there. So, there's a diuk here. The Mishnah in Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, says the following halacha. If you find a mace, hamotzi mace batchila, mushkif kitarko. You find a mace lying in the, you know, in the tzura that that a Jewish mace would be found, would be buried, not with his head between his legs, anything like that, just lying normally, and now you want to, it's in a temporary burial place, and you want to put him in a permanent burial place. Not lovi es tuusas. You take him and a certain amount of offar underneath him. Okay, you have to take the offar underneath him. And we learn this out from Yaakov. Listen to the Rabbeinu Avadya over here. So Rabbeinu Avadya says, "No lov yes tefusas." So you take him and the offer underneath him. Mutter lefnoso, you're mutter to take him misham ulakavro b'makom acher and to bury him in another place. Vitzarech sheyitol min haoffer shel hakever imok. They tefis need to take a certain amount of offer with him. Anything which is moist offer underneath him. Okay. Dichtiv unesasani mimitzrayim kvarasani bekvurasam. She'ein tzarech lomar mimitzrayim. The pasuk didn't need to say mimitzrayim. It could have said unisasani, I'll be taken ukvarasani bekvurasam, and I'll be buried in their kvura, in my avos's kvura. Why is he adding the word mimitzrayim? Elohachi ka'amar zotar av. May offer shal mitzrayim tolli me. From the offer of mitzrayim, take with me. The din of taking the offer from the place where the person is buried temporarily is learned out from Yaakov. It says, necessarily, me Mitzrayim. Take me from Mitzrayim. Take part of Mitzrayim with me. So you see from here that he was at least temporarily buried in Mitzrayim. Okay? This is what it says in the Sefer Sheil Shalom on the Shotos. So there was a temporary Kfura. So it made sense that he said Avelos. Okay? So this answers the question, why would he say Avelos before Kfura? The answer is there was Kfura. Why is Tosus give this answer? Tosus not holding this cheshbon, whatever it is. But why does Shiltis not give Tosus his teretz? Why does Shiltis not answer, hey, why is this not a good makor for Avelos? Learning out from Yosef and Yaakov. Tosus gave a teretz. The Avelos is not a regular case of Avelos. The Avelos came before the Kfura, not after the Kfura. No. Shiltis says, really, Shiltis would hold there was a Kfura first and then the Avelos. So this would have been a bona fide source for Avelos of 7 days. Why is it not a good source? And that the Shultz has his own teretz of Shem of the Milsi Yaseir. Maybe they did something lifnim Yishur Sudin for Yaakov. That is the Cheshbon. And the Tosfos Yontif here, actually, he doesn't like the Rav. He says, he quotes the Rav, he says, V'lo nimtza b'kosuv sh'nikra mitchil Mitzrayim. We don't find anywhere in the Psukim that Yaakov was buried in Mitzrayim. Where does the Rav get this from to make this drasha on his own of mi Mitzrayim, that he take the offer from Mitzrayim? I mean, the Gemara makes the drasha, but where what's the pshat in the drasha? And he quotes the Rambam, he says it's an asmachta, it's just a drasha, but not that it actually happened. Okay? So the issue they're grappling with, again, has major ramifications. From the Rav, it sounds like there really was a Kvura before, there was a Kvura in Mitzrayim. Okay? The Tosfos Yontif is not happy to accept that. We have to take the drasha to be Lav Davka. If there really was a Kvura, then this whole Cheshbon, you know, the ball gets rolling. There was a Kfura beforehand, so we understand why there was an Avelos afterwards. We understand why the Shiltis didn't give an answer of Tosfos. If you go to Tosfos Yontif, that really we never find a Kfura, then we understand Tosfos give his teretz of this is not a good makor for Avelos because the Kvura came only after the Avelos. Okay, so this issue that they're grappling with, was there a Kvura in Mitzrayim at first or not, has ramifications for if you could learn out or can't learn out the dinim of Avelos from Yaakov. Because again, if there was a Kvura first, like the Rav is saying, then really, Be'etzim, you should have learned out Avelos from here, because this is a regular case of Avelos. Unless you need to come out with a new explanation why we don't learn out Makor of Shivas Me'avelos from Yosef, if it was, the order was Kvura and then Avelos, if there really was a Kvura. Why isn't the Gemara learning now from Yaakov and Yosef? Granted, maybe other Makoros and Chazal that they do, but why is the Gemara not learning now? So we have other answers. Ein L'meinim Mikol Ma'an Torah, or Dilma of the Milsi Yaseir, maybe they went left Nimish Yosudim. But this answer of Tosfos, of you can't learn Alan Makor from here because the Avelos came before the Kvura, there was no Kvura in Mitzrayim, that's not so pasha. That's what we're saying. It's not so pasha. Okay? But now, oh, and by the way, another way to learn is, I saw the Chidah says, what's pshat in this pasuk? What was Yaakov telling you? What was Yaakov saying when he made a Shavuah? He was saying, really, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Because if you would bury me in Mitzrayim, you would have to take the offer with me. Shechafti mavoslai, unesasali me Mitzrayim, ukfarasalim bekfarasam. Yaakov didn't want me buried in Mitzrayim at all, because if not for that, he would have to take me Mitzrayim. Shechafti mavoslai, let me be buried with my avos. Because if not, if you bury me in Mitzrayim, and then you take me from Mitzrayim, unesasali me Mitzrayim, I'm going to have to take me Mitzrayim, I'm going to have to take offer with me. And I don't want this Eretz Tmeya to be brought with me. According to that reading, he really never was Nikvar in Mitzrayim. He was saying, don't let me be Nikvar in Mitzrayim, because then you have to take the offer with me. But now, this also goes back to the Agat HaGemara and Tanya that we started off with, of Yaakov in Yolomes. Because think about it. This pshat of Kvura followed by Misa, that really he was buried temporarily in Mitzrayim. If Yaakov didn't, if he never died, if you take it literally, okay, could we really say that the Kvura is called Kvura to allow the Avelos to begin? But we're trying to answer, we're trying to say, hey, how did he sit Avelos before Kvura? The answer was there was a Kvura. Is it really called Kvura if you bury a person who's alive? No. Okay?
Well, after a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, he's going to die underground.
But if we're saying Yaakov and you'll... You're saying in general. Yeah. So if Yaakov and you'll lo mace, if that's meant to be taken literally, this cheshbon from the Rav, that there's Kvura before Avelos, is not going to go. Because there's no Avelos anyways. Let's take another step. I was bothered by something else. We have three terutzim for why the Gemara doesn't have a makor for Avelos from Yosef. Don't we have from before Ma'an Torah? Kvura was after the Avelos, so it's not a regular case of Avelos. Maybe Dumbel of the Milsi Yaseira for Yaakov, there was a special case. Say Pasha.
You can have that.
Yaakov in the Lomes, if you take it literally. Okay? This is not Avelos! What are you being Mesabel on? Okay, maybe it depends if we say the pshat if you say that the lomes is literal, so what's the avelos? Why did anybody answer Shani Yaakov the lomes?
Well, then why did they do avelos in the first place, even after?
Oh, so on that we have Rashi that says Savru.
So same Savru. So then Memar of Shach. So if they thought he was dead, then that means they had to keep it the regular halachas of avelos. If it's not Savru, then and they actually knew, well, then the entire thing falls off and they wouldn't have to do a Avelos in the first place.
One second. Let's say they...
It's Savru, that means they're still going on the regular halachas.
Oh, but klape us. Can we learn out from
their mistake?
Yeah,
we can, because we're assuming they're doing Kedin. Our entire kasha is on what they're doing. So if they assume what they're doing is Kedin, then it's still a riot for us.
Right, just because they were wrong doesn't necessarily mean
that we can't learn out. That's not the way that the entire halacha has to go. Just like if somebody thinks Shabbos is on Friday, I could learn on Hilchah Shabbos from what he's doing. Punkt, he's doing Shabbos on the wrong day.
Right. And the same thing also for the other point about saying that the Kvura may not be called a shame Kvura to say that the Avelos is after the Kvura. You're saying it doesn't matter, because if they thought that the Kvura was a Kvura, they thought further that it's now time for Avelos. Because it looks like he's buried, and it looks like it's now time for Avelos. So this cheshbon that we said that, hey, maybe really the Kvura was before, because there was a temporary Kvura in Mitzrayim, you're saying that really could still work, because they're going to do Avelos lefi their own das, right? Yeah.
I'm not really sure how this ties into what you're saying. You're just that thought. I heard once that the reason why Yaakov never got over Yosef, because there's a pasuk that says Hashem helps Avelim get over, because otherwise they would never get over. And that's the reason why Yaakov never got over Yosef, because he didn't actually die. Mm-hmm. So
Yosef over Yaakov.
Yaakov over Yosef.
Well you're saying, yeah, because Yosef was alive the whole time. Yeah,
he was alive. So, yeah. So I'm saying you can have the same thing here. That Avelim
never get over it.
How would they get over if he didn't die?
Who said they did?
Interesting. Right, that's not discussed. We don't know that from the psukim if that's discussed. But I hear that could be. Uh-huh. So this last point, I hear what you're saying. Last point, the reason the Rishonim didn't give the answer is because even if Lo Mase is meant to be taken literally,
this is the few what Rashi said, but it's not like we gave too many other answers for that point of why they did it. If Lo Mase is literal, then why did they bury him? Right. So if there are other pshatim but Rashi, then we could start getting into it.
I don't know. It could be there is. This is what I know. I just know the Rashi and Tainus. Yeah. So if it's based on the Savru, so then right, we understand why. The answer I suggest is not an answer, that truthfully this could have been a good makor for Avelus, because Lefi Daitam they did Avelus, and the Kfur was a Kfur and Avelus was not Avelus. Okay, so to end off, so to be Mesakim, the main point over here, the so the last point didn't okay, so it didn't tie in so much. But one point was the issue of Neshika Sameis, and what the halach is, if it's limited to Banav Ubenosa, which is the Isser, or to everybody is Tully, and how you learn Yaakov and your Lo Mase or not.
You have that same point that I made by there too. Just because he never died, I could still bring a Raya from there based on what Yosef did. I mean, he thought he was dead.
Well, you want to say, if you take Rashi...
You take that on everything.
Interesting. So you're arguing the Or HaChaim, basically. Because the Or HaChaim says, Pshat is, Vayishak Lo, is Vadavka to him, he died because Yaakov in the Lo Mase. But in general, so you're saying, what's Pshat in the Or HaChaim? L'chora, if you go with Rashi and Tainus, that Yosef thought that Yaakov died, then what's Yosef doing kissing?
Exactly.
Good kasha. Uh-huh. So really, we need to know if there's any other Pshatim besides this Rashi.
Besides Rashi.
Right.
What does it mean he didn't die? Like, he just like, okay, time to lie down now. Forever.
No, we have Eliyahu's Dimyon. I don't know how far to take it. But we have Eliyahu's.
Like, Eliyahu went up in a chariot of fire.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Well, there is a Gemara in Sota that when Esav's head rolled into Maras Machpelah, Yaakov smiled. His eyes opened and he smiled. So Tosfos brings a riot from there. Tosos quotes, like it says in Tainus, that Yaakov in Lo Mase. The only way he'd be able to do that was because he's still alive. So you want to know that much I know he's alive.
Aren't there like midrash about like Abram and Sarah like talking in the Maras Machpelah and stuff? Am I making that up?
I don't know.
Could be a making that up.
Worst roommates ever.
So basically. So that was the one point. And the other point we said, again, so really the second point was not so connected to the Inyan Yaakov in Lo Mase at the end, as you showed. But the question is, why don't we learn out from the story of Yaakov and Yosef, the Din of Avelus for Shiva? We have two answers of Tosfos, because either the order was mixed up, or you don't learn out from Mount Torah. The Shulta says maybe it was different over here. And the Shela Shalom gave a teretz, but why the Shiltas didn't learn like Tosfos about the Avelis being before the Kfura, why didn't the Shiltas learn that way? Because maybe the Taka was a Kfura beforehand. And was there a Kfura beforehand? The Rav seems to learn yes. The Chidos had a different way of learning. Maybe the answer, maybe no. Maybe Yaakov was Choshesh there be a Kfura in Mitzrayim, and he wanted to avoid that. And, okay, so.